Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going on the air.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airways. If it's Thursday, it's a throwdown, the archive show in Philadelphia. Happy birthday to Marianne Costello. She's on a cruise somewhere. Sal's out there probably eating a cheesesteak, getting ready for the Phillies and Braves tomorrow. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, three shows in a row, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Phoenix tonight. And this is the big one coming out of Pittsburgh. It's the Wrestle Talk Across the Country, hosted by my brother, my mentors and friends, Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier. And I tell you, 45 minutes of pure Matt talk on this one, and we might filter in some Steelers and Penguins, as the Penguins are lighting up some Coyotes at the PPG Arena out there, 3-0 at the end of one. But we'll get into that momentarily as we finish up the show down in about the 40-minute mark. If you missed this show, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. We'll start with you, Ralph. Give it over to Smoke and Jim. First of all, how are you? And second of all, how can people get a hold of you?
I'm doing well. I'm broadcasting here in my hotel room in Wheeling, West Virginia. My wife and I decided to go away for a few days down here in Wheeling. We visited Wheeling Island and a few places around here. The next thing is to get a hold of me, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and I eliminated my Wimkin page. And you can also catch me on YouTube and all my archive shows as well on YouTube as well.
Well, as I remember, Wheeling's not too far from Pittsburgh, a couple hours, I believe.
No, it's less than an hour, it's 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how fast you drive. And if you can get away from the
Western State Police. If you're in a 71 Ford Pinto and your grandmother's driving it, well, that could take 2 hours then, I would imagine.
Yeah,
Smoking
exactly.
Jim, as I give it over to you, first of all, how are you and how can people get a hold of you, my good friend?
Hey, thanks, Mark. And I've never made it to Wheeling under an hour and a half, so I don't time as fast as But you can get me on Instagram at Smoking Jim Frazier and Facebook at Jim Frazier.
Well, I'll tell you, man, there's a lot to talk about, Ralph. I'm going to give you the topics first. We'll give it over to Smoke and Jim to throw one as we respond to your comments, and then I'll throw one as we're looking at 108 right now across the airwaves.
All right. We have a lot to talk about here tonight, plenty. I mean, I have a lot here. First, we're going to start with the WWE. What we're going to start off with is the return of the Good Brothers. They have returned on Monday night. They helped AJ Styles against the Judgment Day. And I think this is going to turn into a really interesting scenario here. AJ Styles, believe it or not, despite the fact the Judgment Day have been consistently picking on Edge and Rey Mysterio and all this other drama, it was nice to see somebody go up against them and actually kick their butt all over the ring. And that was nice to see. The Saudi pay-per-view, two matches have been announced. And one of them is Lashley versus Lesnar and Reigns versus Logan Paul. Also, Bray Wyatt's return. Where does he go from here? We'll talk about that as we go. Seth Rollins, Monday night won the United States Championship thanks to Brock Lesnar. And so that happened. And Riddle beat Sami Zayn on Monday night too. We'll talk about that as well. WWE's bringing back Chelsea Green, and I want to talk about the Extreme Rules card, or what happened at Extreme Rules, and what happened at the rest of Raw. We also can talk about Impact Wrestling. They had a Battle Royal this week, and it was the return of Bully Ray, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer in the same ring, first time in years. Heath Miller teamed up with Rhino, and they beat the Kingdom for to become new Impact Tag Team Champions. Kazarian turned in his X Division Championship to become new Impact Champ. He beat Josh Alexander, and Josh Alexander is now a free agent from Impact Wrestling. We also have a bunch of NXT stuff. Halloween Havoc's coming up this week, and I have AEW stuff as well. Speaking of AEW, real quick, Renee Packett, who happens to be John Moxley's wife, is now a backstage announcer for AEW. It's good to see her back with her husband. Jericho took on Danielson on Wednesday and reclaimed his ROH title. Orange Cassidy got his first title. He beat Pac for the Atlantic title. And also Nyla Rose beat Jade Cargill for the TBS title. Dustin Rhodes has announced his retirement. And Adam Cole will not be back for a while. He is, you know how concussions, they have mild and deep concussions? Well, Adam Cole has a deep concussion, and they're not sure exactly when and if he ever comes back. So we'll talk more about AEW as well. All right, guys, where do you want to start?
Well, I'll give it over to you first, Smoking Jim. You can go anywhere you want, the retirement, anything you want to say, and then I'll follow up.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Ralph lays it out good, and he hasn't been on any broadcast for a week, so I know he's ready to talk. But I tell you what, when AJ Styles came out with the original OC and put the SmackDown on that group, I tell you what, man, that was great TV. And I don't know how you feel about it, Mark and Ralph.
Well, I'll tell you, the big news is, you know, what's going on in the WWE. And let me address the elephant in the room there. In earlier in the free chat, we were talking about, I'm looking at all these guys that are coming in, and I think Triple H is bringing, you know, he's bringing his D-Generation X boys in there for that thing, that big season premiere. You're seeing Strowman come in. These guys were all cut by Vince, and now they're all coming back in. I don't want to see, you know, guys that can't, you know, maneuver and hold their own light to it. But, you know, the D-Generation X was good. It still is good. But let's not let this thing, you know, slide off into a retirement center somewhere. When you look at, you know, Bray Wyatt coming back, that was big news in Extreme Rules. I think that's going to be great moving forward. But to me, I don't know what they're doing with all these guys, because you got McIntyre that's there trying to get back to the promised land. You're bringing back Lesnar for a song and a dance whenever you're trying to get ratings up there. You've got Strowman now in this thing. I was under the impression, and we all were under the impression, that Lashley was going to get a big push heading into WrestleMania. He was going to carry the belts, and, you know, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're seeing this guy pushed off the pinnacle, and Rollins is back in the mix. And I like Rollins because he can talk and everything, but you can't figure out, as I give it over to you, Ralph, and then Jim, I can't figure out if some of these guys are faces one day and then they're heels the next.
Yeah, it's confusing, Mark. I didn't expect Seth Rollins to win the title, but I did expect it because, as I had mentioned in prior broadcasts, I had heard a rumor that Lashley was going to go up against Brock Lesnar. I didn't think they were going to give Brock Lesnar another title because they already have one part-time champion in Roman Reigns. I didn't think they wanted another part-time champion in Brock Lesnar. You know, he makes his spotty appearances, makes his $1 million, and goes home. That's what the situation is with that. I'm very surprised at it as well as you are. But they had to do something with Rollins, too, guys. You had to figure this out. Rollins was like a lonely man, because he has so much that he's done over the years, and he was just kind of like hanging out in the wind. And then he got jammed up in this Riddle feud, which I thought was actually pretty good. And it was nice to see Riddle finally get one at Extreme Rules, win that pit match. But then for him to come out Monday night and actually convince Lashley to give him a match after, Brock Lesnar beat up Lashley pretty good and then put him in an arm bar and broke his arm. And, he egged him into doing that. Rollins is good for that. He's a good manipulator. And, but I was surprised as well. But sometimes, you know, it's like dog food put on one bowl when you got two dogs going after the same bowl of food. And, you know, Rollins and Lashley are both guys going after the same bowl of food. And it turns out that Rollins was the one that had to get that bowl of food. Now, where Lashley goes after the Lesnar match, we'll find out. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I mean, you laid it out perfectly, Ralph. There's nothing I can really add to it, man. That was great.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, you did, and you know that. But here's the thing. I mean, when you look at the whole thing, you broke it down perfectly, Ralph. But the problem I got is, other than the bloodline, because I want to see them hold the belts and just keep on steamrolling here till WrestleMania, the Rollins thing could have been interesting if you kind of did something with him and pair him off maybe with, you know, Reigns in somewhat. You know, I thought he was going to try to get the belt from Reigns, but they're not going to give the belt to him, so he had to go try to get it off of, you know, Lashley. The other question here, and it's getting dumber by the moment, and thank God this guy brought it up. Tim from Sparks, Nevada says, guys, I listen to your show all the time. It's great. Picking up steam. You guys need more hours. Thank you, Tim in Sparks, Nevada. He goes, I've basically trying to figure out the dummies of destruction that they call themselves, the Judgment Day. Every week this thing gets stupider and stupider. I'm so tired of seeing Dominic Mysterio get on his knees. Is he begging to marry Rhea Ripley, who just turned 26?
Yeah, and she has somebody in real life. I mean, she's
right.
Engaged to another wrestler. So I don't see where that's going to happen. That's just probably a...
Well,
here's
the thing, and now we're getting a load of them. But first of all, the Dominic, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, we've talked about this, and I don't want to beat a dead horse because we already know the horse is dead. We just keep beating him. We're trying to get a response and bring it out, you know, checking his pulse and everything. It's dead. Move it out. And that's the same thing with Judgment Day. It's dead. It doesn't work. I mean, we've seen it. They don't know how to talk. They're trying to resurrect the crowd. You see Damian Priest trying to talk, give it up for this guy, patting the other guy on the back. They have no mic skills whatsoever. And I think this is one of the worst things that the WWE has put together. And now Bill from Visalia, California says, guys, you're right on with that one. I can't stand these guys either. So as I give it back over to you, Ralph, and then Jim, when can we actually see the last of this Mysterio and all this crap?
Well, I think, if you ask my opinion, and I have a nugget for everybody tonight, there's a rumor going around that Bray Wyatt's going to put a family back together, and he's already going to have his real family with him. Bo Dallas is coming back. That's his brother in real life. So Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt, they're talking about Braun Strowman coming back to the family, and Alexa Bliss. If that happens, I would love to see them take out Judgment Day. That would be the ultimate dream scenario right here, guys. Trust, you know, Smoke and Jim, what do you think about that?
Well, I tell you, I don't see an ending for the Judgment Day for a while. I was surprised that Mysterio got pretty much beat up by his son. But I just see them continuing to grow more and more participants. I don't know, you know, I don't see maybe the next 6 months. I don't know. I don't see an ending in sight for me. They just seem to be growing and getting stronger.
Yeah, well, what I would like to see, guys, is I would like to see these two factions go at it. It would be perfect because you got the woman and Alexa Bliss going up against Rhea Ripley, and then you got the other three guys. And I tell you what, Braun Strowman alone probably could take the whole gang out of Judgment Day. And I mean, and then Bray Wyatt in there and his brother Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas is no slouch. I mean, Bo Dallas is a good wrestler. He teamed up with Curtis Axel back in the day. They had the NXT tag team belts for a long period of time. So what I'm saying is these guys, you know, if Bray Wyatt does what this rumor says he's going to do, and this does happen, I see Judgment Day having some competition here. And then plus you have AJ Styles and the Good Brothers. That's going to be interesting. If they can get one more person, maybe another woman, a woman to come in with them, that would be an interesting faction right there. I mean, now you've got a bunch of factions. It's good, Mark.
Well, who would you bring, Beth Phoenix?
Yeah, maybe so. But, I mean, she was taken out at the Extreme Rules, when they had that I Quit match. They took Beth out the Judgment Day. They made Edge say I quit, and then they lied to him. He said I quit, and Rhea Ripley hit her with the concerto and, hit the Beth Phoenix, put her out for a little while. I would love to see Beth Phoenix. I'm hearing Edge is about to retire again and probably not come back because, his health is getting worn down with this stuff with the Judgment Day. And, his health, he's older now and things like that. And he lost a lot of time with that injury. And he keeps trying to make comebacks. And, so we'll see what happens. But I heard this is his last comeback. So we're going to find out what goes on from here with him. But Beth Phoenix does want to wrestle again. So that would be a nice thing if she came back and got into that. And I'm hearing Charlotte Flair's coming back. She's supposed to be back by Royal Rumble. And I heard she wants to start the Four Horsewomen back again. So we're going to see how that works.
Too far from, I know we got the big Saudi Arabia thing. You were talking about that, Lashley and Lesnar. Yeah. Let's get into that one. And as far as, what do you see in this one? I mean, there seem to be two faces. Somebody's going to go a heel in this. But is Lashley going to revert back to his old self? Is Lesnar? I mean, where do we go from here with one of these guys?
I see Lesnar being a heel. And I see Lashley staying where he's at because Lashley's better off where he's at. The reason Lesnar's doing this is because Lashley beat him and won the WWE title a few years back off of him. And Lesnar's trying to get revenge. That's what this is all about. I'm also hearing of a third match, but they're trying to see if Goldberg will do it. It's supposed to be Goldberg against Omos. So we're going to find out if that happens again because don't forget, when he was fighting Lashley, when Lashley had the belt, Goldberg, they hurt his knee. They assaulted his son. So he has something against MVP, and he wants to take out Omos, Goldberg. So we're going to see if that happens as well. Smoke and Jim, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I tell you, when I never thought I'd hear Edge say I quit. And like I said, he did it to protect his wife, but they hammered her with the chair anyway.
Yep.
And yep. I know maybe Edge has some health problems. I know you probably read that, but I don't think he's going to walk away from this until he gets each and every one of those Judgment Day folks for the damage they did to his wife.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's going to do that, and then I think he's going to walk away, Smoking Jim, because he's got too many injuries. He's got issues with his knees. They took his legs out 2 weeks before, or they took his one knee out 2 weeks before the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, and we're now up to 303 people.
Wow, we got a hell of a show.
Yes, we do, Mark. Yes, we do. Smoking
Every
Jim,
week
I tell you
we
what,
keep
man.
Tearing it up, and you know, it's amazing what we've done with this thing. As far as building it and building it and building it, it's just amazing. It was very consistent, very good, very in-depth, knowledgeable, expertise, experience just comes to the forefront, and these guys know exactly what we're all about.
Absolutely. And let me tell you this. I know there's some former wrestlers. In fact, there's a whole bunch of former wrestlers out there, Mark and Smoke and Jim, that have wrestling shows and podcasts and things like that. Let me tell you what. We are fans, and we have put together a complex wrestling program here. And also our Smoke and Jim and I are talking wrestling show, which is also a podcast, which is also becoming more and more popular. And there's no one else out there that are fans that actually do this. There are people out here who are not fans. They're mostly all ex-reporters. that worked in the wrestling magazines, or their ex-wrestlers that do these podcasts, just like the ex-athletes in the NFL. Everybody's got a podcast now. Ben Roethlisberger's got one now. Everybody else got one. So what I'm saying is that's what's going on right now. And I don't think there's anybody else out there like us. There really isn't.
I always have this slogan, the longer we stay the course, the brighter the light gets.
Exactly. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. I've said that many times.
Yeah. Smoking Jim, any thought to that? Anything you want to add on that as we get this thing going? Ripping it through the airwaves. About 20, 25 minutes left in this great show.
No, I think Ralph again nailed it. The only thing I would ask is congratulations to 25-year anniversary for D-Generation X.
Yes.
It's always fun. It's always fun to see some highlights of those guys, man, and where'd the years go.
Yeah, it's
let's
too
get
bad
in.
That,
that is where the year's gone. And here's one thing I want to throw out there, and you broke it down in the pre-chat as well, Ralph, with your insight on it. What's going to go on with this whole Sami Zayn thing? Because, you know, we see Owens over there kind of teaming up with Johnny G, really trying to hope that he teams up with Sami Zayn and pulls the belts off the bloodline. But what's going on with this whole bloodline thing? Every time you turn around, it just seems like Roman Reigns is just telling everybody, take care of your business and watch me, and that's all. I don't care what happens. And now we got Sami Zayn kind of being like the gopher with a capital G on this thing. Any thought to this? We'll give it over to Smoke and Jim, and then I'll throw in another comment we got.
Yeah, I think personally Roman Reigns is playing him and the Usos. They're playing around with Sami Zayn. They're using him for what they can get out of him. He's not really a blood person with the family. He is an honorary ooze, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And what's funny about it is Kevin Owens said it straight up. He is so stupid that to get himself involved with them was, you know what I mean? I mean, I know he did it because he needed to do something with his career, but for goodness sake, to get involved with them, they're the foremost two-faced people that you could get involved with, the bloodline. They're all two-faced. They're all backstabbers. I would never associate myself with people like that, nor do I choose to. I wouldn't if I was Sami Zayn, but that's, you know, and now it's starting to come around where I think it's going to happen. He's either going to team up with Kevin Owens or Gargano and take away the belts, like you said, Mark, from the Usos maybe. We'll see what happens with that, Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, man. I got to briefly say before I touch on the bloodline that the Miz's wife really hit the melons out the other night. He was looking good. she gave him a baseball bat. I'm sure he'll put that to good use. But I got to disagree with you on this one, Ralph. I think the bloodline, the Samoans are the closest group, their family. Sammy's one of my favorite, and they done promoted him up to, handling Jay, and, that's his responsibility. But to keep it together as long as they have, it's tough, even with family. But I tell you what, to me, it took Sami Zayn to a whole nother level. He is like I said, every week he's looking more and more like a Samoan to me.
Let me bring this guy's comment in, Mike. Mike is coming in from Pontiac, Michigan, and he said, "Dude, I love your show, man. I'm the Intercontinental Champion T-shirt, and you know who used to wear that one? Sami Zayn." So big Sami Zayn guy out there in Pontiac, Michigan. But, yeah, I remember that. I just think it's a thing where I think Sami Zayn is kind of like the mouthpiece for the Usos, but I think this act is going to get tired. There's no way this thing lasts the rest of the year. something's going to turn here. Probably, if it's not in Saudi Arabia, it will be in a Survivor Series. And Barry coming in here, I want to get his – Barry from Oceanside said, guys, you guys all know where Survivor Series is. I don't know that. I watched Extreme Rules from Philadelphia. I don't know where Survivor Series – you know, I think if I had to, is it, I'm trying to think, it's not in Brooklyn, is it?
I can find that out. Yeah, hold on a second here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think, because Barry's trying to ask us a question. Barry's trying to find out. I want to say Brooklyn, but then I said, I think, you know, SummerSlam's always kind of been there. But, I want to say back east. Yeah, that covers the whole country, at least half of it.
It's going to be Saturday. it's going to be Saturday, November 26th, and they're having it as a war games kind of a setup. It's November 26th, and I'm trying to find out where it's at here. Let me see. I'll give it to you in 1 second here, and I can find out where it is. All right, let's see. Why isn't it list? I'm trying to find out here where it could be at. But they're going to go to, it's going to be a War Games kind of a setup. Like if you ever watched the old WCW War Games, and NXT has had it for the last couple of years, that's how it's going to happen. So, you know, but there's also rumors of Gunther, who'll still have the Intercontinental belt by that time, of course, supposed to be, that's going to be in, he'll have that belt. That is supposed to be a match involving him, putting it up against somebody. Let's see here. But I don't have it yet. New York City. It's going to be at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
So you were right, Mark, New York, but it's going to be at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I kind of figured, you know, any other topic you want to throw out there?
Well, we're real quick here. What does WWE stand for? He comes back on Monday. Walk with Elias from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Comes back on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, he's back on Monday. So I don't know if we'll see his brothers, but I know he'll be back. That's all I know. So, you know, we could talk about the Extreme Rules card, which I thought was actually pretty good. The matches were decent. Riddle beat Rollins. The Brawling Brutes beat Imperium. It was sad to see Drew McIntyre lose to what's his face. I was really surprised that he lost to Karrion Kross. But then I wasn't surprised because his girlfriend gets involved all the time anyway. And there was a no disqualification match. And then it was nice to see. Bianca Belair beat Bayley, and then Ronda Rousey, she beat Liv Morgan, and they say they have she's going to hold that for a while, at least until Charlotte Flair comes back, that belt there. So we if you want to talk about that, fellas, we can do that as well, about the two women's titles with the WWE. So it looks like that's going to happen. Becky Lynch will probably be coming back real soon. They're going to do something. We'll see what happens with these belts as we go. What's your thoughts, Smoking Jim?
Well, I'm glad that Ronda won. I wasn't sure. She got beat a couple of times by Liz Morgan. But the EST, it's her time. I didn't think anybody could beat her in a legitimate match. This is her time right now. So, that didn't surprise me at all.
How about you, Mark?
I got to go with what he was saying. I totally agree with that. There's not much you can add on that. You're right, Smoking Jim.
Well, and NXT is going to be very interesting here. Veer Mahan is going back to NXT. Apollo Crews, he has a match in Halloween Havoc against Grayson Waller. And Smoking Jim's buddy Carmelo Hayes, he's involved in that Fatal 5-Way for the vacant North American Championship. Wes Lee is in that too. and so is a bunch of other guys. Nathan Frazier. Any relation, Smoking Jim?
I tell you what, man. Nathan, Adam Frazier, and me, we got to be related somehow.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, this is going to be an interesting one. Your girlfriend here, Mandy Rose, is going up against Sakura Fry for the NXT Women's Championship. So that's going to be interesting to see that match. That's this Saturday for Halloween Havoc. Braun Breaker's in a triple threat match for the title, NXT title. And then Julius Creed's going up against Damian Kemp in an ambulance match. And that's the one gentleman there, I think, Julius Creed. He got away from that group with Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong was part of that group with Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly. And they all jumped ship for AEW. And they left Roderick Strong behind. And he's still down there carrying the load. But he's hurt. He's got a he got hurt real bad in some kind of a backstage altercation. And he's in a neck brace, and he's still in a hospital rehabbing. And so this Damian Kemp is supposed to go up against this Julius Reed for Roderick Strong in his ambulance match. We're going to see how that works out. AEW, on the other hand, Jericho, like I said, he beat Danielson, won his title back. MJF still has that gold coin. Hangman Page is the number one contender for the belts. And the Bollywood Boys are back or from WWE's 205 Live. They are now in AEW. Nyla Rose. She beat Jay Cargill. I was surprised at that one, but then I wasn't, because Nyla Rose has been doing pretty good with Vicky Guerrero as her manager. And we'll see how that all works out. Anybody have any comments? Oh, Dexter Lumis was back on Monday Night Raw. He crashed Miz's party. That was funny. That was hilarious. And Almost was back in a squash match. And, oh, my gosh, was that crazy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll throw one thing for, with about 13 minutes left in this great show. Karrion Kross with Scarlett, man. I'll tell you, that's a real interesting couple, man. They're going to do some damage, man. I'd like to see him go against Strowman here. I don't know what your take is on if Strowman goes to the Wyatt family. That's going to put a wrench into that thing. But, man, I like that Karrion Kross and Scarlett duo. Any thought to that? I'll start out with you, Ralph, and give it over to Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I would like to see Karrion Kross get recruited by Bray Wyatt and be in his family. Do you know how psycho that family would be? I mean, you got Karrion Kross, Bray Wyatt, a few marbles short of a Happy Meal, and stuff like that. So, that would be interesting. I would love to see that happen. How about you, Smoking Jim?
I'm not so sure about that one. Strowman's just so big and strong. I don't know if I'm the promoters. I wouldn't put Karrion Kross in there with him just yet. I would let him build up his popularity. And like Mark said, he got the, the beautiful woman that helps him out. But then you got the original troll. An MVP that walks in the ring with Omos with Brooklyn NBA cap on, in the Brooklyn arena. So, and like you've been saying the whole time, Ralph, it's time to move Omos up to fight a legitimate match instead of the Omos match.
I'm tired of it every week, guys. He's on Raw, and he's fighting some squash guys. I'm tired of these squash matches. One other thing I left out, Sonya Deville is back, but she's in NXT, so she's going to be part of the women's division. So Sonya Deville is back in NXT.
Wow.
Then they're going to market her with Apollo Crews is down there. He's doing some things. Veer Mahan, they sent him back. I guess he had too many squash matches too. So,
Well, hey, Ralph, what's up? What's going on with Seth freaking Rollins after the loss? Any word? I know he hurt his ribs or something.
Well, he won the U.S. title on Monday night. He beat Lashley after Lesnar came out and jumped him and broke Lashley's arm. Lashley gave a good fight, but he couldn't put the hurt lock in. He couldn't. There was a lot of stuff he couldn't do because he really damaged. He put him in that arm bar that he does. And then Rollins egged him on, and he said, you're supposed to be a fighting champion. Lashley went in and tried to fight him. Corey Graves warned him. He said, if I'm Lashley, I'd live to fight another day and just go home. You know what I mean? But he insisted on fighting Rollins, and Rollins beat him. Even Rollins had injured ribs or an injured midsection from that pit match, and so that's what happened there. I thought it was a travesty. That's all I have tonight for wrestling, guys. If you guys want to get into a little bit of sports, we can do that as well.
Jim, take it away.
I tell you what, man. I want to hear what Mark has to say about the baseball playoffs, man. It's not my Yankees. My Yankees look like this might be their year. I don't know though, Mark.
Well, I'm public enemy number one in Los Angeles. So I'll tell you that.
Dodger fans. Yeah, because you keep rooting for the Padres.
Yeah, well, started in San Diego, and doing radio in Philly. So it's kind of like you got the best of both worlds right now if they can advance and go for the National League Championship Series. But I just look at the Dodgers, and I think this series will end. I think the Padres are going to take the next two in San Diego. You got Snell, and then you can set it up, or you can hold off Musgrove if you want. Maybe kind of, throw somebody out there. If you get I think the big game is tomorrow, crucial thing. If they get that, they can play this a lot of different ways, go for the juggler on Saturday and throw Musgrove, or hold Musgrove back, and just roll it in L.A. for game five. What's your take on this, Ralph?
Yeah, I think San Diego just might take the Dodgers. It seems like Dave Roberts has a bad habit of losing in the playoffs all the time. He does well in the regular season. They have the best record in the National League, more or less, and lay an egg in the playoffs. And, that's happened quite a lot. My team right now that I'm seeing the underdog is the Seattle Mariners. I mean, Adam Frazier, former Pirate, plays for them. Yeah, they're winning games. The Phillies are even involved in this. And I would have never thought after they fired Joe Girardi that anything was going to happen with the Phillies. I thought they were going to go down the toilet. And now they ended up in the playoffs. So, I mean, I'm real surprised at that in 17 teams. So, and then you have the retirement of Tony La Russa from the White Sox. And now Mattingly's retired down in the Marlins. So we're going to find out what happens with them two teams as we move forward here with baseball. My World Series prediction was
Shane
the Yankees
coming in from Landover, Maryland. He says, guys, I don't know if you heard the news with Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders. He claims he has a lot of dirt on the NFL, and he wouldn't mind exposing it. They're not going to get rid of him. I don't know. I mean, the Skins have always been my NFC team. When you look at this thing across the board, but the last few years in Washington has been like a toxic club culture, sexual misconducts, accounting misdeeds, the bungling of a new stadium proposal that once seemed inevitable and now met with hard resistance by, the three states, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. I don't know. I think Ron Rivera needs to go. I don't know what your take is on this, but I guess they're in a dogfight with Chicago right now on Amazon, and if you're lucky to watch Amazon, you can see the game. Otherwise, you got to go down to your local sports bar or get some tinfoil and rabbit ears, I imagine.
Yeah, well, Mark, the Redskins haven't been good since Joe Gibbs was coach, in my eyes. They've had a numerous amount of coaches in here since Daniel Snyder's been owner. Everybody from Jimmy Haslett to Jay Gruden to, Mike Shanahan. Gosh, I can name you almost a whole list of coaches that were there, including the janitor at one time under Joe Gibbs, perhaps, was the coach. I mean, so they've had inconsistencies in the coaching reins, and I'm surprised that they're not doing better with Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera did well in Carolina, and you know, so and he's been around. So I just don't. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that team. That, you know, Daniel Snyder. I thought Jerry Jones was toxic. He seems to be more toxic than anybody. And you know, so, and then with this name change and everything, you know, I just think Washington is slipping under the radar. And you know, I don't know if it's Daniel Snyder, or I don't know if it's the coaches he hires or whatever. But I'm like really surprised with Ron Rivera, because Ron Rivera, he cracks the whip. I'm really quite surprised that, you know, he hasn't really, you know, done something a little bit better. What's your thoughts, Smoking Jim?
Well, he's been battling some health issues, so that could affect his ability to coach. And like Mark said, that, you know, my Washington Redskins are Commanders now, and they're just in turmoil. But how can we straighten out the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's the question. Hey, Mark, they'll be in Philadelphia at the Pittsburgh Steelers Philadelphia Eagle game when we still only have one win when I'm in that stadium.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you know, I to be honest with you, I really don't want to comment about this because, you know what, Smoking Jim, I want to say I told everybody so, you know.
Yeah.
I said this from the beginning. I said Mike Tomlin would rather lose than be wrong, okay? This team will never go to the Super Bowl with Mike Tomlin currently as the coach. And I don't think Art Rooney II and the man and the ownership of the Steelers want to win a Super Bowl, because if they did, they would. This guy wouldn't be coaching here, because you know, and it's really sad to see this go on. I call him King Tomlin because he thinks he's king, and you know, he has a bunch of yes men as coaches. Not one of his coaches have ever held a head coaching job other than Bruce Arians. All right, but Bruce Arians was a carryover
and
from Cowher.
Bruce Arians was a Cowher guy. And I tell you what, bro, you and I took it. We've been on the same page with the Steelers. We took a lot of heat.
Absolutely.
Locally,
yes, we
nobody
did.
Nobody could see it. Everybody thought this was a Super Bowl team, and they do have enough talent, but they don't have the coaching staff. They don't have the leadership, the quarterback. We both said that there's no way Trubisky and Najee Harris should be team captain. Now the fans are calling for, you know, Jalen Warren to get more.
Well, you bring up some great points. You know, and Jim and Ralph, you called it. I mean, but the only thing that's saving these guys is the Ravens have blown two games that if they could flip the script here, they'd be blowing the division out. You take Miami and that Buffalo game out of the equation here. And, you know, Baltimore's sitting pretty darn good. And now Pittsburgh's in a stretch here. They get Tampa. You know, you get, you know, you got Miami. You got Philly on the road. I mean, these guys, the way they're playing, they might not win a game till Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't think they're going to win. To be honest with you, Mark, and this is a disgrace. And let me tell you this, okay? These people in Pittsburgh, these fans, are so stupid. I'm going to tell you why. They believed everything. When the Steelers came out and said that they had the best defense in the league, and they are the highest paid defense in the league, and this defense stinks, okay? And I feel bad for Cam Hayward, and I feel bad for JJ or TJ Watt, and I feel bad for any player that's been on this team for a long period of time that's never going to see another Super Bowl, because I found something very interesting out this past week from a prominent source of mine within the Steelers, that the Steelers do not pay off, will not pay out a contract for a fired coach. So let's say, for instance, Matt Canada has 1 year left on his contract. They would rather lose and get blown out by teams and have a 1-15 record than pay Matt Canada his money to fire him. They're going to let him write out his contract. Same thing with Tomlin. Tomlin's got two more years left in his contract, okay? They're not going to fire him. They just won't give him another extension. They'll let him ride out his 2 years and let the team be sad for the next 3 years and let everybody sit there and twiddle their fingers about, because we've got Brian Flores and we've got everybody else around here that they lied about, that we're going to go to the Super Bowl because we've got all this great coaching minds, but we can't get it right. So,
doubt about it. We're not twiddling our fingers here. We're wrapping up the show. Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. You're in Tampa next week and everything across the board. let everybody know across the airwaves?
It's RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, and I did receive a lot of emails. Thank you, folks, about the our two great wrestling shows here, and also our talk and wrestling on Wednesday nights, and also suggestions to start talking about NXT, which I did tonight. Facebook, Twitter, and I also have a YouTube channel, which you can watch all of our archive shows, mine and Smoke and Jim's, on my channel.
Smoke and Jim, before I give it over to you, Jack from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, said, boy, it's nice to run a show from a hotel room and make whoopee with your wife.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Smoking Jim, how can you get it be found?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know, hey, Mark, you know Joe Namath is from Beaver Falls, so Ralph is doing it like Joe Willie Namath, man.
But
on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Well, for these guys in Pittsburgh, Ralph and Jim, and that hotel in Wheeling, West Virginia, thanks to you, Jack, and Beaver Falls, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying, you want to hear another lively show that tears up the covers of hotel rooms, listen to the Eat Me Cooking podcast coming right up at the top of the hour. John, Eli, Ray, and Peggy welcome Bill North in that one again. So 30 minutes of pure hell.
I want the recipe for beans and wieners.
Till next week, catch this archive version on Blog Talk Radio across Mancini Media. Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys.
Have a good night, folks. Be safe.